Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll be hearing from the Donegal and Derry camps ahead of the Nicky Rackard and Christy Ring hurling finals. A big day for both counties at Croke Park on Sunday. Plus later we'll be hearing from Finn Harps manager Darren Murphy ahead of a busy weekend with two home fixtures to come for Finn Harps. We'll also hear from Harps commercial officer Aidan Campbell and Derry City boss Rory Higgins as well. But we're just going to start by, letting you know about a bumper weekend of Gaelic Games action, live action here on Highland Radio from both Cork and Dublin this weekend. The senior men footballers will look to continue on their winning ways in the All-Ireland Championship when they head to Parky Run to face Cork on Saturday in the second game of the competition for Jim McGuinness's side. Now, there's no live televised or GAA Go coverage off the Donegal-Cork fixture, but you can of course tune in here to Highland as from 10 past 2 on Saturday afternoon. I'll be joined in the commentary position by Martin McHugh. We'll have the build-up and the full game live then as from 2:30. Our coverage from Cork in association with Highland Motors Mountaintop in Letterkenny. Then on Sunday, the Donegal hurlers go chasing a fourth Nicky Rackard All-Ireland hurling title when they face Mayo at Croke Park. We'll also have a full commentary from this tie on Sunday as from the 4:15 start. I'll be joined in the commentary position high up in the Hogan stand by former Donegal player Eugene Organ, and our commentary from Dublin on Sunday is supported by the Northwest Premier Bathroom and Tile Store, Bathroom and Tile Boutique in Bridge End. And it's with that, hurlers, we're going to begin tonight's programme. The Donegal side returning to Croke Park this weekend, but they're looking to make up for the disappointment of losing out in last year's decider. This time around, they play Mayo, a side they already beat in the competition, and a county that they overcame in 2020, the last time the Donegal won the Nicky Rackard title. That one was during COVID times and there was no promotion, but the winners this time around will be elevated to the Christy Ring competition, a place where Donegal spent one season and back in 2019. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Jerry Gilmore, but first of all, Conor Gartland is the Donegal captain, and he's been telling Ryan Ferry the goal is to take Donegal to the next level.
Look, it's all excitement, first of all, and looking forward to it. Confident in the team we've got, and confident we'll be able to get over the line if we turn in the performance we know we can. So, big occasion this weekend. It's going to be the difference between this going down as a successful or a poor season. So, looking forward to it. We know everything rides on it, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a huge commitment being an inter-county player, obviously. You're talking months and months of nights of giving up your spare time and the pursuit of something probably bigger than yourself. Now when you get to this stage, is it just about following through and making sure you deliver?
Aye, absolutely. And all the lads will say the same as me. We couldn't have prepared any better, couldn't have worked any harder for that. This year we've been out since, I don't even know what time, out in the cold and wet, and that's what you do it for, is to get your chance in Croke Park. So this Sunday's a big game. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be the mark of our season and the mark of the work that we've put in this year. So looking forward to it, but we know that it's going to be the difference in bringing Donegal hurling on to where it could be and where it should be.
Where it could be and where it should be. And obviously you mean Christy Ring Cup, because if you win, you go up and you're promoted. When you're training here in Convoy and there's 30 lads going at it, do you feel, God, we have the ability to play at that higher standard?
Absolutely, and maybe in previous years I might have been questioning our ability to go up to that standard, but this year the strength and depth of our panel has just shown that we're 100% going to be able and fit for it. Like, we were playing out there, we had 34, 35 men at training, and like I was saying in the press conference, I do not envy Mickey one, but trying to pick a 26, never mind a 15 out of these boys. And even in the league campaign this year, we were able to get ones against Wicklow and get a draw off Tyrone, get a one over London, who are established Christy Ring teams. So we feel like if we go up to that level, we can compete at it. And look, we'll be under no illusions that we'll be going up to one in our first year. But if our plan will be to get up and hold our place and get ready for next seasons. But as the squad goes at the minute, a lot of depth, a lot of strength in it, and yeah, plenty of confidence on them that if we do go up, we'll be fit to hold our own.
Yeah, you played Mayo earlier on in the season. It was tight for about three quarters of the match, and then you pulled clear. I think you maybe won by 7 points in the end up. But I think maybe there were some comments from them at that day that we'd see you again. They've come through. You know, they're a strong team. They've played at a high level. What are you expecting from Mayo this week?
Whenever we got them in Letterkenny, there was nothing in that game for the first 45 minutes, like you said. It was a very tough game of hurling, and we're under no illusions about the challenge Mayo's going to bring at the weekend. They're going to be hungry, and they're going to be good, and we know it. And despite getting that one in Letterkenny, we don't think that we're going to be a much better team than they are. So relish the challenge. We know they're going to show up, and we just have to bring our A game, and if we do, we should get over the line. But Mayo are a solid team, and who knows what they'll bring. They've got a lot of good players, 6 good forwards, 6 good defenders. So look forward to the challenge, but we know that it's going to be a battle.
And every little boy and girl dreams of climbing the Hogan Stand steps and picking up a trophy. What's your thoughts? Will you think about that? Will you prepare a speech? What way will you look at it over the next couple of days?
I think it's completely impossible not to think about it now, but I'll have to give the speech a bit of thought now. But at the minute, the only thing in my head is just getting us over the line and focusing on my own performance and driving on the lads and making sure everyone's up to scratch in the day. And I think the speech will take care of itself after that. But as we stand at the minute, it's just all about winning and taking that next step for Donegal hurling.
That's Conor Gartland. Well, Declan Coulter seems to be the only injury concern for Donegal manager Mickey McCann, but he will be given every opportunity to play in what would be a third final for him. Sunday will be Donegal's 6th appearance in the Nicky Rackard decider, and Danny Cullen has played in every one since 2006. Jerry Gilmore is playing in a fourth final this weekend and has been on the winning side on 2 occasions and was part of the team which lost to Wicklow 12 months ago. The Setanta man says there is a good feeling in the camp ahead of this final.
The buzz has been magnificent there this past few weeks leading up to it. Once we got our victory over Mayo and Roscommon, we sort of knew we had a game in hand to play away, so we knuckled down training, and the buzz has been unreal, to be honest with you. Everyone's enjoying the training there, and there's 30 boys out fighting for places, so it's a healthy competition. And look, as we said there a couple of weeks ago, we don't want no negativity brought into the camp, so everyone's positive, training well, everyone's eating well, everyone's doing their gym recovery. So look, the squad's buzzing, and the attitude within the squad at the moment, the management team, is very, very positive. So look, you want to be going to Croke Park with a positive attitude instead of a negative mindset. So look, we're looking forward to Sunday, and that's all you can do from Tuesday night to Sunday is look forward to it and prepare yourself right, and hopefully everything goes well on the day.
A super championship campaign so far from you. You won all your games, did everything you could do, and put up some nice score lines along the way.
Well, that's it. That was one of our aims there at the start of the year. You know, once we come to the championship, something we probably didn't do last year was be ruthless when we're playing all our teams. In the past there, if we got a 4 or 5 point lead, we sort of let teams back into it, and that's probably what we sort of done against Wicklow last year in Croke Park. Is once we got the 6 point lead, we sat back and invited them on instead of playing our own game and being ruthless. So we knuckled down that there during the year, and look, once you get a lead in hurling, you have to keep on top of it, because teams will come back to you eventually and get their football patch. So look, we're putting up big scores, and we have the four line and midfield to do that. Even our halfbacks are getting on the score sheet this year, and everyone's very comfortable on the ball, which you need to be these days in modern hurling. So look, we're very confident within our own ability, and we always say give the man in the better position the ball and he'll do the damage. So look, that's what we're sort of doing. We don't care who scores at the end of the day, as long as they're going over the bar.
Yeah, 12 months ago you were in Croke Park, you came back to the losing dressing room. Did it feel like a long way back to Croke Park again in 2024 at that stage?
Yeah, it was a long 12 months now, let me tell you. I know personally myself, after the game in Croke Park last year, I was hemming and hawing about coming back, you know, because I didn't have a very good day or even Donegal campaign last year at all. And then, look, you sort of, you bite the bullet and you don't want to leave in that way or whatever, so you bite the bullet and you go at it again come November, December time, and you knuckle down, and look, you want to rectify with mistakes you done last year, whatever, and push Donegal hurling forward. But it was a long winter now, and it was a long 12 months, and we're glad now it's just around the corner now on Sunday.
Yeah, you're playing Mayo in the final. You beat Mayo in O'Donnell Park in the group stage as such. But is it going to be a different story this time out?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, we got a spot on there in Letterkenny, and look, there was talk there that their forwards didn't really perform that day, and which they didn't, because we all know they're capable of more. So everyone's tagging us as the favourites, which is probably rightly so since we beat them in Letterkenny. But we, us players, know ourselves it's 50-50, and it'll all come down whoever wants it on the day the most. As it does, it's a final, anything can go in a final. It's whoever wants it more, whoever's going to want the ball more, whoever's going to break the tackles more, whoever's going to shoot more. It all comes down to who puts the body in the line the most. And look, we're all prepared to do that, and we know what Mayo's about, and we've met them now a few times over the last few years, and it's been nip and tuck. It's gone their way, it's gone our way and stuff. So look, they'll come ready, gunning for us, and we'll be doing the same for them.
Yeah, a couple of hard luck stories over the last couple of years, Gerry, near misses. It's time to bring the silverware back to Donegal.
Well, that's it too, Ryan. Look, that's our aim, is to bring silverware back after last year's heartache. And look, Donegal football's going well at the minute too, but we want to put ourselves out there and show everyone that Donegal hurling's on the rise as well, and Donegal hurling's put us on the map as well. So look, that's our aim for Sunday. And look, all we can do is rectify last year's defeat, turn it into a positive mindset, and go out on Sunday now and get us up a division for next year.
Gerry Gilmore, and of course before that we had Conor Gardland. And just to remind you, full live commentary from that game this coming Sunday starts at 4:15. It is of course final days at GAA headquarters. The Larry Maher decider involving Fermanagh and Longford will start the day. Donegal's match is the third game on the schedule, and in between those we've got Derry against Kildare in the Christy Ring Cup final. Derry returning to the Christy Ring decider. They've lost in all three of their final appearances in the competition to date, including last year's final to Meath. Derry manager is Johnny McGarvey, and he's been telling Michael McMullen that they have to perform better this time around.
And mood's good. Well, the mood's good within the camp. It's, you know, with the, I suppose last year's final, now that you're back in it, it's fresh in the memory, you know, fairly aware that we've got to go and we've got to perform. You know, that's not what happened last year. We went out, we didn't show up for 50 minutes and fell short at the end. So, I mean, if we're going to win it, we've got to get out there and we've got to perform.
And you still nearly got something out of it. It would have been a big ask, but you could have pulled it off. So the regret of that start has to be deep, I suppose.
Aye, you know, probably if I had played another minute or two, mm-hmm. we probably would have got something out of it. Like, I mean, we were probably flying at that stage, all the momentum. But look, the first 50 minutes cost us a match. You know, it's not to say we came out in the second half and got ripped in. Like, it really did take for 50 minutes. You know, it was hard to put a finger on the start. Like, I've seen the match back a fair few times. I think when it was 7-0, it probably should have been 7-4. We had a couple of fairly hand. It might have been 7-7-all. Like, Corey had a ball cleared off the line. But look, we didn't play well enough. You know, we stood off, we weren't intense enough, we weren't aggressive enough, and that's why we fell short at the finish. So, look, things, if we're going to win the Christy Ring, things will have to be different on Sunday week.
When I spoke to you at the start of the season, promotion was the only show in town, and getting into that tier for next year, that box has been ticked. You got the silverware as well, so you did say that Christy Ring was the big focus, so what way did it go? You had the draw with Wicklow where you were so, so wasteful. You lost to Kildare and then came back. But what's the sort of general summary of the season up to now, from I suppose, from the camp's point of view?
It's a funny one, you know. Like, we've won outside of the Wicklow one. The league match was the draw. Like, we've won all our matches reasonably comfortable. You know, a wee bit like Kildare having the Christy Ring. They've all been 6, 7, 8 mm-hmm. points plus. But I mean, I would feel anyway, like, we've been inconsistent. You know, we've played for wee spells in games here and there. I mean, we've been fairly wasteful in a lot of games. You know, but when we've put it together, we've been so good. You know, we just haven't put it together over 70 minutes. Maybe the weekend past was as close as it came. I mean, I thought we were very good for 40 or 50 minutes against London. I mean, we give up a fair few chances. But I mean, look, that's nitpicking. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've won our matches well and we've played really well. I mean, I think the league final was just a war of a match, war of attrition nearly with Tyrone. You know, but I mean, you have to have them in your season as well. So I would say that's my feeling over the course of the season, is it's been inconsistent.
And then obviously you have a few personnel changes. Like, I even spoke to Corey just before I joined you for the interview. He even said, like, last year some of the panel wouldn't have knew each other that well. You know, they've been together for a full year or more. And then you've obviously got a few new heads like Rory and Christy. So things are a bit different, I suppose, from your point of view now.
Aye, look, I mean, a couple of lads left, you know, different commitments, a couple went to Australia. I suppose that's just the nature of young lads nowadays, have to live their lives. But I mean, what we brought in is real quality. You know, lads that came out of the 20s, lads that came in for their clubs, you know, Cahill Murray, Rory came in from the 20s, Christy came in from Cushendall, Derek Carton came in, maybe a wee bit unlucky with injury. Niall Farron came back after his cruciate. Like, we've added real quality into that squad, and the bond that they have among themselves is, I mean, they're a joy to coach and to manage. Like, to be fair, I don't like using the word manage, because there's not a pile of managing in them. You know, there's great leaders in there. You know, they're easy worked with. I mean, they could manage themselves.
You said there that you're going to need a big performance. It's Kildare, it's a final. They obviously want to take home the bacon as well. So what do you need to do? You touched on it, that you haven't got the perfect performance yet. Are you sort of hoping that that's something you can build in Croke Park?
Aye, look, I don't think we'll ever get the perfect performance.
Nobody ever does, but...
We have to perform, you know, and we haven't done that. You know, we didn't do it down in Hockfield when we played Kildare in the league match. We didn't do it against Meath. You know, when you go out there against them teams, it's not about starting well or finishing well, it's about putting it together over 75, 80 minutes, as long as it takes. And look, I'm very confident. Preparations is going well. I think we'll be extremely well prepared, and I expect us to turn up and perform, and if we do, we'll have every chance.
If you're lucky enough to get over that line, what does it do for the group? What does it do for the county? You know, on the back of, like, Ryan and Neil and the lads took an under-20 title, and you know, the club teams are always very, very competitive any time they come out of the county. So what would this one do if you're lucky enough to get the other side of that line?
I think it would be massive. It'd be massive for the group of players. You know, that would be the first and foremost thing. You know, I know it'd be great for everybody else, but, like, we have lads here who have slogged for Derry Hurling, you know, when it wasn't cool. You know, for a long, long time, you know, and we're talking about really, really good players, really good lads who have put the shoulder to the wheel for this county forever. You know, it would be unbelievable for them. It would be a great achievement for them. And you look then, you look beyond. I mean, we've launched development squads here in Hurling for the first time ever this year. You know, for them lads at 14, 15 to look up and say, look at Mark Craig, or look at Cormac O'Doherty, look at Micheál McGrath out there winning in Croke Park, that's where I want to be. That's what we need around here. You know what I mean? If you don't have that, how are you going to inspire the next generation? So, look, hopefully that's what it'll bring if we were to get over the line.
As Derry Hurling manager, Johnny McGarvey speaking to Michael McMullen as they look ahead to that Krusty Ring final on Sunday. So a lot of hurling taking place at Croke Park on Sunday. But before that, it is another busy weekend, of course, on the football front, with the three Northwest counties involved in the All-Ireland Championship. Donegal, of course, go to Cork to play their second game in Group 3 of the Championship, and they head to that tie in fine form after their emphatic one over a Tyrone last week. The match is a 2:30 throw-in at Parky Rin on a Saturday. Once again, a game that will be live here in Highland. But let's get the thoughts now of Donegal manager Jim McGuinness on the opposition for this weekend.
We played there a lot. We've actually played there a lot. You know, I played there a lot myself. The last time I was managing Donegal, we played there in Cork Bitters, as far as I remember. You know, we know it's ahead of us, massive respect for the coaching team down there, and you know, they're taking them up through the levels, and you can see that. And so, you know, it's a completely new day, and that's what I'm saying about, you know, we need to start that process now all over again and try and build our boys up as much as we can to get ready for that challenge, and obviously in the in-between time get the bodies ready as well.
Played them in the league at home. How much can you actually take from that game there as compared to going down away to Parky Rin now in the championship?
Well, first of all, that was in the middle probably of a hurricane, and you know, yeah. And we had the wind at our back in the first half, and we were panicking 15 minutes in because we're saying we need 9 or 10 points on the board here, plus 9 or 10 points at half time in order to win this game. It was crazy, you know, but we actually hit a couple of unbelievable scores, you know, midway through that. Owen Doherty and Dara and everything, you know, put us in a good spot. So I expect a completely different game, to be honest with you, a completely different game. And I think it's great to be going to Cork to play a championship match. Yeah. I think it is very novel in that sense. And, you know, they're an extremely proud county, and they'll be ready for us. And we have to try and find a way now to be ready as well.
Donegal boss Jim McGuinness looking ahead to the clash with Cork. Donegal are on the road, but Tyrone and Derry, of course, both have home ties this coming Sunday. 1:30 is the throw-in time for the Tyrone men at Hayley Park and Omagh as they take on Clare. Both sides, of course, in the same group as Donegal, and both will be looking to bounce back from opening day defeats. And Derry lost out there in their opening game to Galway, of course, and they have their second tie in the competition and their home game in Group 1 this weekend. There's a 4 o'clock start at Celtic Park in Derry, and beaten Ulster finalist Armagh will provide the opposition in an all-Ulster affair there, and that one has the balling to be a super tie this coming weekend. All-Ireland Minor Tier 2 Football Championship starts for Donegal on Saturday. They go to Marchevic Park to play Sligo. There is a 2 o'clock start time to that game. And two of the three Northwest counties are in action in the Ladies Football Championships. At junior level, Derry are taking on London. And at intermediate level, Tyrone have their first game on the road as they go to Leitrim. And both of those games are taking place on Sunday. Well, the June Bank Holiday weekend is, of course, traditionally the All-Ireland Gaeltacht Finals, and they've been held this year in Kilnamarta in County Cork. And there's four Donegal clubs who are involved this coming weekend and hoping to do well and hoping to bring back some titles and All-Ireland crowns back to the North West come Monday. The four clubs involved, Kilkear in the senior men, Neavora are playing in the junior men, Terman and the senior ladies, and Niamh Connell and the intermediate ladies, and we wish all those the very best of luck in the All-Ireland Gaeltacht Finals this coming weekend down in Kilnamarta in County Cork. There is a limited programme of matches taking place this weekend in the Donegal All-County Leagues. There's just a handful of games across two divisions, but the action starts tomorrow night and Friday. In Division 1, St Eunan's play Gidor. St Eunan's, of course, leading the way at the top of the table. And a side looking to get out of Division 2 this year is Buncrana. They play host to Milford in a Division 2 fixture. While on Friday in a senior hurling league, Carndonagh are taking on Dunloe. There is four games to be played on Sunday as well in the All-County Leagues. Football-wise, Division 1, Bundoran against McCool's, and St Michael's play Glenfinn. And in Division 2, Four Masters up against Ardrath, and the Padraic Muff take on Clonmany. Okay, you're tuned to Highland Radio on this Thursday evening. You're tuned to the Score programme. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we return, we'll be focusing in on Finn Harps and Derry City.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to the Score programme. Well, Finn Harps will look to put the Kerry defeat behind them this bank holiday weekend when they host a double round of home fixtures. Tomorrow night, Friday, Harps welcome Wexford to Finn Park, with Athlone also making the trip to Balbuffet on Monday. There will, of course, be updates from both games here on Highland tomorrow and on Monday in association with B&S Credit Union in Ballybuffet. Harps manager Darren Murphy has been telling Dara Boner of the Donegal News that it's not just this weekend that is important, but the next series of fixtures will be key as to where they will end up in the standings.
Yeah, two big games. Obviously, Wexford's up first on the Friday, so we concentrate on that. And then we obviously have Athlone on the Monday. Two different teams. One in Wexford who will be, you know, powerful, strong, direct, physical, make it tough for you like it was down there. Athlone will come and play. They'll come and play, like they like to get it down and play. So there is certainly no gimmies in the League of Ireland First Division, and these two are right up there. I fully expect Wexford and Athlone to be in the playoff positions. So it'll not be easy, but if we can apply ourselves the way we did away to Wexford and the first time we played Athlone at home, then we give ourselves a fighting chance, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, and just with those two games, as you mentioned, two completely different teams in a way, and with the tight turnaround, is that where the squad comes into a lot?
That's where the squad, if we had one, Dara, the squad does come into it quite a lot. If we had one, hopefully we'll have a few bodies back, and then that's where, you know, you have to make changes, because the squad that we do have at the moment is quite a young squad, so the physical demands on young players, you know, can't go unnoticed, you know, and can't go missed. We can't miss the physical demands that it maybe take, you know. Some of them young players mightn't be able to play two games in 4 days because of the level. Not that they can't play two games in 4 days, but the level they're playing at, you know, in the first division, be hugely tough for, you know, maybe a 17, 16 or 18 year old to do that. So that's where we have to be smart and think smart with the squad. Hopefully we are getting a wee bit healthier. You know, we only have three left on the injured table, but all three of them are back out on the grass. Some might be back before the break comes, but if they're not, they'll definitely be all back after the break. So again, the likes of the three boys that have been out a long time, you know, Connor's only played 8 games and Max Hutchison's only played 2, maybe 3. Kevin Jordan hasn't played at all. It's probably like signing 3 new players, if truth be told. So look, it's injuries are part and parcel of football, and the boys that have had to come and stand in have done a decent job. So by no means will it be easy for the ones that are coming back to get in, but it's nice to have competition for places, and that's certainly what the rest will offer.
The Wexford game now marked the 18 game marker. That's halfway through the season now. Are you happy with how it's gone?
Yeah, look, considering the obstacles and the hurdles that we've had around early kickoffs, around games having to be reversed, I think still it's one of the strangest moments I've ever had in football. Cork couldn't play at home because their pitch was not waterlogged, and we had to kick the game off early at Finn Park because our lights wouldn't work. It would only happen in Ireland, wouldn't it? So all the obstacles we've had, you know, we had an issue for heating and water, and as I said, the lights, all the issues that we've had. If you'd have said to me 18 games in, irrelevant of the result on Friday evening, that you'll be 7 points better off than you were at this time last season, you would certainly have took it. But like anybody involved in football, you always want that wee bit more, don't you? You know, the start of the season, supporters maybe were just looking to see a team that was going to be competitive. Now we are where we are, so you've raised expectation levels of the supporters, and they maybe want a wee bit more. It's a bit like myself, you know. We've got to where we are now, and my challenge will be, can you push on? You know, can you go and do it again? And that'll be the big test, and you'll find out where you are come the third period. The league table normally is where it is after phase 3. So we finish phase 2 on Friday, we start phase 3 on Monday, and then 8 games after that, you'll definitely know where you are. So that's not just a big 2 games coming up over the weekend, there's a big 10 games coming up, and that's where we need to look at and where we need to push on.
Well, as the Finn Harps manager Darren Murphy said there, it is of course a busy weekend with a double round of home games to come this June bank holiday. Wexford are tomorrow night, Athlone are heading the Balbuffet direction on Monday. Finn Harps commercial officer Aidan Campbell is encouraging the Harps fans to come out on both days to get behind the team.
Two big games. We're coming to the halfway stage of the season. We're delighted that we're still in the top 5. We knew we'd be very competitive division. So starting Friday, we're home to Wexford, and it's going to be a special evening because we're going to be welcoming our charity partners, the Blue Stack Foundation, and we know our supporters will give this wonderful people from the charity a big welcome. But obviously, on the pitch, should be a good game. Wexford and ourselves are very close together. I think there's only 5 or 6 points separating second from 6, so very competitive in those playoff spots. And then we welcome Athlone at the earlier time of 5 p.m. on Monday, another team that's doing very well and that's close to us on the table. So we really are calling on all the supporters, get out. We should be good competitive games, and obviously their support could make the difference in the end. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody on Friday and on Monday.
Yeah, and just with the Blue Stack Foundation, obviously a new kit was released there recently. Can you tell me a wee bit about that?
Yeah, we wanted to do something a little bit different. So They actually, the staff and members of the Blue Stack Foundation helped us with the idea of coming up with a multicoloured kit. We didn't know how it would go down, but people love it and it's selling well. So people can still order that on finharps.ie, or it'll be on sale at the matches as well. So we're very pleased, and you know, we wanted just to play our part in spreading awareness about the fantastic support and services that the Blue Stack Foundation offer, and they seem to be enjoying the partnership too. So we're looking forward to our special Blue Stacks night on Friday, where the supporters will be, where the players will be wearing the new jersey.
Yeah, and just with the two games coming up now, finharps, I think, have played more home games than away, and there's coming to a mid-season break now. How important is it to get the crowd out over these next two games?
It's very important. They're obviously, from the financial point of view, and also just the noise the supporters have made, it really does make a difference to the players. And you know, our bunch, they're very loyal, and they stick with us, and they've, you know, it's very important just to get that atmosphere, especially at a time where a game mightn't be just going as well as we'd want to, but when the supporters are getting behind the team, it really does push them on to get those results. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing everyone out on Friday and on Monday.
Aidan Campbell, Commercial Officer of Finn Harps. And remember, get yourself to Finn Park this bank holiday weekend to get behind the Harps. But if you can't, you can show in Highlands Way. Jeremy Doherty will be the man with updates from both of those games against Wexford and Athlone. Let's run through those First Division fixtures for tomorrow night, Friday. We know tomorrow Harps are taking on Wexford. The other four games, well, the leaders are Cork City. They go to Athlone Town. Cove Ramblers are playing host to Kerry FC in a big monster battle. UCD will welcome Bray Wanderers, and Longford Town are on the road going to Limerick on Friday night as they play Treaty United. Derry City are also in action in the top flight Premier Division on a Friday, and just like the rest of the clubs, they are facing into a double weekend of games with ties to come on Monday in the top flight as well. The Candy Stripes are heading to Louth tomorrow, and it's going to be a busy 7 days for Rory Higgins' team. There was little hiding from City's disappointment at letting 2 points slip at home to Sligo Rovers last weekend. However, he's also quick to point out on how difficult a task it will be facing Dundalk at Oriel Park on Friday. But first, he gave an update on the team news from the Brandywell side.
Sam Todd will miss out. He's a problem with his heel that he got in the first half the other night. But outside of that, obviously, Jordan has an ongoing problem, and Colly Whelan isn't too far away. To be fair, if you look at their last run of home fixtures, they haven't conceded a goal, and God knows how long at home, so they're definitely picking up. They've had, obviously, beat Shamrock Rovers very recently at Oriel Park. It's John Daly's first game, really, so the crowd will be up, I'm sure. And you look at the fixtures have been really tough fixtures at home, and they haven't conceded a goal in their last five or whatever. So we know the task in hand. We have to go down and try and get a big 3 points that we need to get ourselves back on the road. We have to try our best to get back to winning ways and put another run together. That's what we hope, and that's what we'll strive to do. And we've had a good week this week, and hopefully we can put it into practice now on Friday.
You mentioned there, Colly Whelan. Have you had a time frame? Like, you mentioned he's close.
Well, he's got the all clear now for full contact, so he's in training with us every day. It's just building that robustness up and building sort of his physical capabilities up, I'm sure he'll come back into the fray at a really, really important stage of the season.
Derry boss Rory Higgins, looking forward to that game against Dundalk tomorrow night. The other four games in the top flight, well, Shelburne are flying. They are the leaders. They welcome Sligo Rovers to Tulka Park tomorrow. Shamrock Rovers are making the short trip to Weavers Park as they play Drogheda United. St Patrick's Athletic are hosting Galway FC, and Waterford will play Bohemians. An underage national level this weekend. The focus is very much on the men under 20s, with both Derry City and Finn Harps playing on Saturday. Finn Harps are hosting Dundalk, and Derry City are on the road as they go to play Bray Wanderers. In motorsport, the 2024 Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally launch is taking place around now. The venue is in Divers Hyundai on the Canal Road in Letterkenny, and the much-awaited seated entry list will also be released this evening. The rally itself will be run over the weekend of the 21st to the 23rd of June. And finally, just going to cricket, the action in the North West this weekend is dominated by the Cup, and in particular the North West Senior Cup, with quarterfinals on Saturday. Brigade playing Coleraine, Glendermot take on Dunamana, New Buildings welcome Ardmore, and Eglinton are off to Brady. While in the quarterfinals of the Sammy Jeffries Shield, St Johnson travel to Killyclooney, Fox Lodge take on Bonds Glen, the Ned play Burndennet, and Ballyspallan are taking on Strabane. And that's it from the score programme for tonight here in Highland. Don't forget, if you missed any of the show, you will be able to recap in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Our next bulletin is tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news with Chris Ashmore. Have a very good evening.